Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Another little run through of the Trader's Journey, a new episode of the Trader's Journey, I should say. And today's is about managing success. So at some point, you're going to have a winning run. You're going to have a good trade. You're going to have more than likely a succession of really good trades. Now, a succession of really good trades is going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel like everything that you've sacrificed, everything that you've learned, the pain barrier after breaking through that, or if you might not have hit it before you have a successful run, I'm not sure, but it's going to basically open it up whereby you feel really, really, really good. Now, that can be good. It's definitely good, but it can also be very dangerous. So yet again, it's like, hang on. Man, I've just done all this work. I'm finally at the point where I've done something good. Why do I have to be so careful now? Why can't I just enjoy my success? You absolutely can. Okay, you can feel good about it. You can enjoy your success. And I strongly suggest that when you have had a good run, you reward yourself. Now, you either take the money out of, or take some money out of the account, or it might not be a lot of money. So it might just be successful trading runners in the sense that you're not risking a lot, so you're not making a lot, but you've just followed the rules really well and you're very happy with where you're at, and that's fine also. The main point is this: I want you to reward yourself. So the first thing you've got to do when it comes to managing your success is reward yourself. Let it be real, let it be known, let it be true, okay? Don't just have something that is something for a short, fleeting moment of time that is just in your head. Turn it into something real. That's the first suggestion I make, so you can actually feel good about it, okay? That's really, really important. The second thing you need to do is chill, okay? Because you can't let things slip in and cause you to, you know, veer away from what gave you those results in the first place. If you start to consider how you got there, so don't think, I've done it, I've made it, I've finally broken the back, this is it for me now, I will always be like this, I can see it working forward, I can see myself doing. I mean, these are good things to do, and don't get me wrong, it's not a good idea to feel strongly about your future. What you don't want to do, though, is get ahead of yourself. And you can get ahead of yourself in the sense that, you know, you really, and I speak from a position of doing this, obviously. All these are about me, my experiences. I did this plenty of times. You get to a point where you go, right, I'm there. Nothing's ever going to change. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. It's just all gravy from here. What that does is it breaks down all the little things that you have had to overcome to get to this point. So you've climbed up a wall, and you've climbed, and you've climbed, and you've climbed, and you've climbed. And then when you get there, the wall starts to crumble. And rather than fixing the wall and continuing to work on the wall that you've already built and slowly build higher, you're more focused on building higher and higher and higher. So the foundations, you know, the first few levels start to crumble, and then everything will topple over with it. So you need to be very, very careful that you don't turn your back on all the things that got you to that successful run. At the point where you have a successful run, you need to be very, very cool. You need to go back through and really revise what got you there. Go through and consider all the things that you'd been through. Remember all the hard times. Remember all the times where you just got stopped out by a bee stick and then it went on for profit. Remember the times when you had bad periods. Go back through your trading records. Look at that. Feel that. Be one with that. Understand what that was. Because you cannot afford to get ahead of yourself. I've done it. I don't even know how many times I've done it. I've done it so many times. So many times that when I get into a good streak, eventually I'm like, look, I'm not doing anything different. I'm staying exactly the same. I'm not even going to put a word of thought into this right now. I'm just going to be. And what I mean by just be, I'm just going to be exactly the same as what I always have been. I'm not getting excited. It's been a good run, but this is what I do now. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm not doing high fives. I'm not jumping up and down. This is just part of trading. There'll also be losing streaks. I'm aware of this. We don't know when our winning trades will come. We don't know when our losing trades will come. We just know that if we work a probability and focus on doing the right thing, we will come out on top. That's when things changed. Why did they change? Well, because all the emotion was gone. all the emotion was gone. Consider it, you go from a position of going, you know, yes, I've done it, I'm feeling great, to, you know what, I'm not feeling anything here because I've been here before. I know what happens if I get ahead of myself. No emotion. Let's just carry on with it. One is excitement and joy, and you're going to have that, and that's great. You know, this is the cycle of what you're going to have to go through. Don't forget, this is the trader's journey. You got to do the jumping up and down thing for a little while. You got to do it a few times. You got to learn your lessons. You got to go around and around a few times until this really makes proper sense to you. When you do get to that point where you're like, yep, this is just normal. Okay, back to work. That's probably when you're going to continue to have winning trades. I'm not emotional about my trades at all. I'm not concerned when I'm stopped out. I get people go, oh, that was a stop out. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yep, that was a good trade. Don't care. Oh, that was a great profit. Yep, it was. It was a good trade. But next one. You know, I just don't really have any emotion towards things anymore. And that's really where you want to get to. It sounds boring. It is boring. But I'd rather have the money to jump out of planes and be exciting than not have the money to do anything and be excited about a trade. So in this episode of The Trader's Journey, guys, it's about managing success. Always look over your shoulder. Always focus on maintaining what got you to that winning streak. And always go back and revise. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.